Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or a roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Upon the advice of her physician, Dr. Ryan, that she must keep occupied, Penny Gibbs has offered her services to the Reverend Dr. Wesley Judson and will devote a good part of her time to the church and the people of the church. And now, for the first time since her collapse, Penny seems fully recovered. Partly in celebration of this, and partly because they've rarely been alone together, Nora and Freddie Lang picnic in the pine grove on their farm. Freddie says...
How about another sandwich, Nora?
Oh, crickets. No, Freddie, I couldn't eat another thing.
Well, that's good, because this is the last one and I'm still hungry.
What would you have done if I'd taken that sandwich?
Well, I guess I'd have waded out in the lake here and caught myself a fish.
With your bare hands?
Oh, you'd be surprised what a guy can do when he's hungry.
No, Freddie.
How would you like to take the boat out and go swimming later?
Oh, no, not right now, Freddie. I just want to sit here and smell the pines.
Well, why don't you just lie back there and rest a while in, huh?
Oh.
Sure. Pine needles are soft.
Oh, soft, yes, but they tickle the back of my neck.
Here, put my jacket under your head. Hey, go ahead.
Oh.
Lie back and rest a little bit, but don't fall asleep.
Oh, crickets, I couldn't. Then I couldn't smell the pines and hear the lake on the shore. I wish a little wind would come up, though. It makes a wonderful sound when it goes through pine trees, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's like a great big voice that's saying, hush.
Mm-hmm. Freddie?
Hmm?
Are you happy?
Sure. I'm always happy when I'm eating.
Well, when you get finished, I'll ask you again. I was talking about another kind of happiness.
Okay, then. Sandwich all gone.
Now.
I know what you were talking about, though, crickets. I don't see why you even had to ask me.
Well, the excitement's over.
Sure is. We're all married folks by now. We're old and gray and doddering. And look, you know we have an anniversary tomorrow.
What?
We're going to be married 2 weeks.
Oh, Freddie, and people said it wouldn't last.
Say, crickets. Are you happy?
Oh, yes, so happy and so peaceful all over and deep inside. I knew it would be wonderful to be married, but I had no idea it would be as wonderful as this.
Well, it won't always be a picnic in the pines like this.
Oh, I know, but I'm not afraid. Not even of the quarrels we'll have. Mrs. Billings says quarrels are just natural things for people to have, even if they're in love.
So they tell me, too. But look, Nora, let's make a rule about arguments, huh?
What?
Well, let's make a promise never to let a day go by without making up.
All right.
Really promise?
I really promise.
Good. That puts me in the mood for another sandwich.
Well, I thought you just ate the last one.
I did. Yeah, I'm in the mood, but I'm straight out of sandwiches. So I guess I'll just have to lean back, close my eyes, and dream a little.
Of sandwiches?
No, of you. And of this place. Of the house we're going to build here?
Oh, Freddie, I can hardly believe it. It just doesn't seem possible that our house is really going to be built right here. You know where I'm lying now?
No, where?
Just about where the porch steps will be.
Sounds a little uncomfortable.
Oh, I am, though.
Yeah, I know. I guess I must be sitting somewhere on the porch, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we're going to have to cut down this tree that I'm leaning up against, though.
Oh, crickets, Freddy, we won't have to cut down very many, will we?
No, just two or three here and there. You know, I'd almost rather build a house around a tree than cut one down.
So would I.
There's one over there that'll have to go, though.
Oh?
Sure. Why, that's right in the middle of the living room.
Oh, what a shame. Such a tall, straight tree and so proud-looking.
Yeah, sure is.
Mm-hmm.
But the trees we cut down, they won't go to waste, crickets. They're going to give us wood for the fireplace for many a winter to come. And there's nothing better than a log fire on a nasty winter night.
I guess we'll need a fire all night, won't we? It'll be cold by the lake.
Cold by the lake, but warm inside our house.
And warm inside our hearts, Freddy.
Warm? You bet. I guess that's the best way to keep the cold out, huh? Even better than with a log fire. Crickets, you falling asleep?
No, Freddy. I was just thinking about what you said.
Well, there wasn't anything wrong with it, was there?
Oh, no, Freddy, no.
Well, then why were you thinking about it?
Because it was something to think about. Oh, Freddy, we think we're happy now, and we are.
Sure.
And we're so lucky because we're still just kids, and we've already found what some people lots older have been looking for all their lives and probably never will find. And even better, our happiness has just begun. There's oodles and years of it ahead of us. Look what we have to look forward to that others can't.
You thinking about Penny?
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to be all right. You know why, too, don't you?
Because she's going to force herself to be all right.
No. No, I think because she's smart. If she can't concentrate all her love on one, she's going to take her love and spread it out thin. So thin it'll reach a million people in need of help. A million people who could use a little understanding and maybe a few words of encouragement. She's going to stop thinking about herself and just go on. Hey.
Hmm?
Is it getting dark?
Wait. Yes, yes, it is. Is it late?
Well, no, it's only about 3 o'clock. I thought...
Oh.
There it is, thunder.
Crickets, and just when I was enjoying this, too.
Hey, Nora, look. There, across the lake. Rain.
Rain? Oh, Freddy, we'll never make it to the farm in time.
Oh, come on, then. Let's pack up quick.
Oh, all right.
Maybe we can make it to some kind of a shelter.
Oh, there's an old haystack not far from here.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Yes, I got most of the things in the basket.
Yeah.
You got your things together?
Oh, just about. Oh, where's my compact?
Here, right over there by the stone.
Oh, thanks. Oh, Freddy, will we stay dry under the pine tree?
Oh, no, not under these babies we won't. Come on, let's beat it back to the haystack.
Oh, Freddy. Oh.
Oh, holy crap. Oh, I'm sopping wet.
Well, what do you think I am, dry?
You're the one that didn't want to go in swimming.
Oh, I didn't know rain could be so cold.
Well, don't shiver about it, Nora. Remember, our hearts are going to keep us warm.
Oh, yes, Freddy, I am warm inside.
Me too. Come on, Nora. Let's walk back to the farm, huh? Here, give me your hand.
Okay.
You know, it might be slippery going across the field.
Freddy, I never knew it could be so wonderful to be so wet.
Well, I didn't know that a girl could look so wonderful so wet. Come on, Nora. Let's head back to the farm and get into some dry clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I guess we better get on back to town. Penny might want us to do something for her, and gosh, we've been gone since early morning. Hey, Nora. I got that thing figured out.
Nora's
about
upstairs,
how we could
put... Freddy.
Oh, hi, Gibbsy.
Hi.
Is Crickets busy with the kids?
Yeah, so I'm watching the dinner for her while she's gone.
Oh. Say, I haven't seen you around the kitchen in a long time.
It's kind of good to be back in it. Nora tells me you two got soaked on your picnic.
Oh, I'll say we did. You know, Nora's dad was sure that we'd been in the lake when we got home. We couldn't have been any wetter if we had either. Hey, something smells good.
Yeah, it should smell good, too. It's one of your favorite dishes.
That's right, it is. Say, did Nora put the onions in and everything?
Onions and everything. Oh, Freddy, it stopped raining. Do me a favor, will you?
Oh, sure.
Run down to the corner and mail this letter for me. I'd like it to get out in the evening plane.
Yeah, sure. I'll run right down to the...
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing much. I guess maybe I just shouldn't have looked at the address.
It's right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the address of Barry Carlton's lawyer, all right. I wrote him myself just yesterday. About the money that Mr. C gave us for the house.
Then what's wrong?
Well, Gibbsy, I guess it's none of my business,
but
I just thought...
You wonder whether or not I ought to write to Barry, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Well, not that you don't know your own business better than I do, but don't you think maybe it's a good idea to maybe not write it? I mean, for you?
Look, Freddie, he wrote to me and I had to answer him. So mail it for me, will you?
Yeah, sure I will. I just wanted you to think about it a minute and be sure it was the best thing to do. Writing to him, I mean.
It's far better to write to him than not to write to him, Freddie. Look, letters won't bring us together, but at least they'll remind us of how we feel about each other and strengthen our hopes for the future.
You think maybe there's more than hope, don't you?
I don't know, Freddie. Sometimes I think so and sometimes I don't. But most of the time, I don't even think about it at all.
But you'll write about it. That's worse.
Writing what I did got something out of my system that had to come out, Freddie. Mail it, please, before I begin to agree with you that it's wrong to write and before I tear it up.
Sure I will, Gibbsy. I'll go and mail it right away. And if Nora's looking for me for anything, tell her I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Good morning, Miss Lawrence. Any mail for me today?
Why, yes, Mr. Carlton. At last there is, and I think it's the one you've been waiting for.
Oh, thanks. I'll be in the library if anyone wants me.
All right, Mr. Carlton.
My darling Barry, your letter last week was lovely. I wanted to answer it right away, but I just couldn't. Thoughts were in my heart, but I couldn't put them into words. I know your letter was meant to cheer me, but it didn't. And that's no complaint. All I mean is that I realized again how much I love you and how much...
How much like mine your feeling is. Oh, darling, if you have the hope and faith that you encourage me to have, I have no fears about the future. Darling, if you mean the things you wrote, there's no power on earth that can keep us apart. Believe me, I have faith. I was sick when you left me, but I'm well again. And I know I was ill with sadness inside. I have you in my heart and my mind, and the sadness doesn't hurt. Darling, write to me when you can, and don't feel that you have to hold back from me the things you want to say. Because they won't be empty speeches to salve a hopeless feeling or fill a present emptiness, but will be deep assuring vows that we're certain of ourselves, our love, our lives, and of our future together in the years to come.
Is Penny Gibbs as sincerely certain of a life to come with Barry Carlton as she says? Or is she bolstering up a failing faith with false hopes? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger Cut Beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.